Now, really, really fast, I want to just start off with a question. And this is the question, and I'm speaking it with the belief that everybody in here and y'all that are watching are born again, meaning you're saved. You have the helmet of salvation on. Being saved, according to the Word of God, is you have confessed, this is Romans 10:9, you have confessed with your mouth that Jesus, the Son of God, is Lord in your life. And you have believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Now, it's not too hard to believe for most of us because we celebrate Christmas, which is the birth of the Lord Jesus, not the birth of Mohammed, the birth of Hare Krishna, the birth of some other sacred cow that they might serve. You realize people serve cows? No, I want to kill some of them out there. Roper say, I drew him in the first round. No, I'm talking about Jesus, who has a name above all names, okay? So, when Jesus is the Lord of your life and you have confessed him as Lord, you've believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, Christmas and then Easter, the resurrection of Jesus, that's what I'm talking about being saved. So I'm preaching this message believing that everybody in here is born again. If you're not, and you don't know where you would go when you leave this earth, today is your day to give your life to the Lord Jesus. Not to a church, not to some denomination, to Jesus. Because he is the one that was sent. And thank God for that. Now listen. Here's the question. What seeds are you planting? I told you I've been preaching about sowing and reaping for, 30 plus years now. Because I've just understood that everything is a seed. Everything, good or bad. The Word of God talks about seed constantly. Starts in Genesis. If you have a Bible, I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8. Flip fast. It's right at the start of your Bible. Watch this. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Everybody look at this. While the earth remains, says the same thing in all the other versions of the Bible. While the earth is still here, the earth remains, would all of you agree that it's still here? Okay, just making sure. Seed time. Say that with me. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Everything, you guys, is a seed. And the question this morning is, what seeds are you planting? Because you're going to be planting something. You're either going to be upset over yesterday, or you're going to plant the right kind of seed and be an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. You're going to either, and I'm talking to Ropers there, or maybe it's someone else and you just give out hot. Maybe it was one of the workers. Man, thank God for all of you. I mean, all of us Ropers applaud you because, I mean, my son and his friends untying in that heat and running out there and doing the best that they can do. Man, I appreciate that more. The people that worked in the concession stand. But listen to me. This was just a trial run because the real work starts on Thursday. The rodeos are coming. What seeds are you planting, though? Because here the Bible says while the earth remains, while it is still here, there's always going to be seed time and then harvest. The key is what kind of seeds are you planting? If you flip over to the New Testament in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it then begins to talk about the born-again believer. Because the reason that I assume that all of us are saved, and again, if you're not, you're going to get saved today. All of us that are saved, you need to kind of understand how we are supposed to live in this world. Because there's a lot of times that preachers kind of get scared to really preach the truth of the Word of God. And by the way, I'm not one of them. I figured that that I'm going to just speak the word. You're going to have to receive it or not receive it. It's not up to me. I'm going to just deliver it to you the way God told me to deliver it. But I believe we're in a time of the clowning around and living like the world has to end. We are in the end times, y'all. If you would just read the Word of God, you'll find out that it was prophetically stated in the Bible that Russia would invade Ukraine in the last days. You should read Isaiah. It's an amazing. You should read Jeremiah. It's an amazing thing what is happening today that most Christians don't even know that's happening. They're living their lives here, and then on Sunday they may kind of think about the Lord, or maybe when they're praying over the dinner table, or maybe when bad times come, they'll start thinking about God. But those days are of fence sitting or playing around in the kingdom of God is over. We need to jump right into the boat and get fixated into God's ways of doing things, His kingdom ways. Because if not, you're going to be one of those that are going to be over here where when all hell breaks loose. And I want you to be in the boat. I want you to know that the seeds that you're sowing now are going to reap a harvest somewhere. In other words, the things that you love the most is really what you do. And I want you to love God more than steer roping. I want you to love God more than first being a mom and a dad. No, those are byproducts of the blessing of God. We've got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And if we do, then, man, hell will not take you down. This life of the bad things that we're seeing and the seeds that are negatively being sown out there in that world or in our government will not penetrate you as a believer in Jesus Christ if you get into the kingdom of God and know who you are in Christ Jesus and stop playing around with our God. Because we're over that. I want to be so ready, y'all. And I'm not talking about being perfect and not making a mistake. So get that out of your mind. I'm talking about finally saying, Father, I'm submitting to you my life. I'm not talking about being a Christian and feeling like you got to be a missionary and go into Africa and eat beetles. No, I'm talking about while we're living our life, we're doing it to the glory of God. I'm talking about, man, seeing the blessing of God overcome us instead of agony and defeat. Because I see it a lot. And to be real honest, Christians hide it more than anybody. And really, in the big scheme of things, God's speaking to all of us. When I preach, by the way, I preach to me. I figure if I need it, then most everybody else probably will too. I want to plant the right kind of seed. Look at this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And it's talking to believers here. Watch. Verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's meaning that if you're a Christian and Jesus is the Lord of your life, you're in Christ. I like it better in the Amplified because it says, therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he's a new, listen to this, creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. Look at verse 18. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ... Don't you realize that everything goes back to the Lord Jesus? Amen. So I'm trying to help us all plant the right kind of seed. Yeah, I wanted to throw a fit yesterday on the second and third steer. Because I actually drew three good ones. Placed in the first round. So I'm thinking, all right, praise the Lord. It's hard to win at your own rodeo, but here we go. I watched my friend Vin, he could win at his own rope, and okay, it's my turn, baby. And then the second one comes. And then the third one comes. And you may not see it on the inside, but there's disgust. And there's guilt. And there's the whys. And there's there you did, you blew it. It was your fault. And all that then comes down. And despair, and all the seeds of no confidence, and this isn't your year. And all those things then are trying to battle in my mind. And then I'm reminded again, wait a minute. All things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. You know what reconciliation is? It's just restoring something back to something. In other words, restoring what was good, the confidence that I had, back to confidence, because it was stolen. It's stolen when you live through this world and you see all the fears and the doubts and the unbeliefs and the things. It's stolen, but reconciliation is bringing that back. You're getting reconciled back. In other words, get the joy of the Lord, son. That's what the Lord was telling me. When I was driving home, I was telling Corey, Keith, when I was driving down the road back to my house, it was like that prodigal son moment. I came to myself and I said, I don't care. I do not care. Now, that comes from real fast, the story of when my heart was broke in college, first year in college, when my girlfriend of 2 years called me on the telephone to break up with me. Thank God for Mama. Thank God for him blessing me with the most precious, wonderful, awesome, godly woman that just overlooks lots of faults in my life and just loves me no matter right what. Makes me chicken fried steak. I better go on. My mind was going right then. I went back to the ranch, Fort Stockton. I lost 10 pounds. All I could think of was this heartbreak. And my dad, if he ever said, crap, hide the belts, he was mad. He was not a cussing man, and I'm not either. I understand seed, so I don't want to plant the wrong seed. And so I watch what I say. I watch what comes out of my mouth, and when I blow it, then I'm quick to say, oh, please forgive me, sir. And my dad looked at me in this crying time, and I was upset, and I couldn't believe what happened to me. You know, I mean, I have a music album out, and why would she dare do that to me? I'm Corey Ross, you know. And my dad looked at me and he said, you know what you need, boy? He said, you need to get a I don't give a crap attitude. Now, he didn't say the word crap. And it got my attention. Because see, what he was really saying is not that we don't care, but we don't care enough to where it can move us to depression, to anger, to guilt, to sadness, to suicide, and all the other things that try to come. You see, it had to get my attention. So driving down the road to my house, disgusted over a few things, I said that, I do not care. Why? Because God's reconciling that joy that I had in the first round back to me so that I don't have to think about that the next rounds, the bad things that are happening in my life. You see, that's seed, y'all. God wants to reconcile this. Let me start closing. And bring us into harmony with himself and gave us to the ministry of reconciliation that by word and deed we might aim to bring others into harmony with him. That's why I'm trying to tell you, what seed are you planting? What kind of seed are we planting today? Are we all about ourselves? Are we all about just this one thing in life? Making the national finals or being a world champion or you know, being a great baseball player or whatever it might be. What seeds are we planting today? Because I'm telling you, someone's watching you. And they're watching you and they're seeing the seeds that are in your life. And the harvest is coming and they may not know it. And it could be negative or, man, it might be the joy of the Lord. I want to know what kind of seeds we're planting in this life in these days. Is it all about one thing, or Why don't we plant the seeds of faith? The seeds of reconciliation, the seeds of a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because if you plant those kind of seeds, then when everything in this world system goes down, you again will be the one that stays on top. Now, if you get your mouth in agreement to what's going on, oh man, we're just going under. This is a bad recession's coming. No. I told a man at a gas station at the gas pump one day, as he said, "Whoa, man, recession, economy's getting bad." You know what I said? I said, "I'm not participating." He looked at me like, "There's a weirdo." He said it again. He said, "No, this economy's terrible. I mean, we're fixing to go through a bad recession. Oh, man, gas prices. Wow, how can you afford to fill up that back tank?" I said, "Well, I'm not participating." And it gave me a little chance to tell him, "Hey, you know what? I mean, it's an open door." No, I just decided to not participate in the world's economy because I live in God's economy. Now, I could have stayed there for hours to explain all that, but I didn't have to. I want to sow the right kind of seed. How about you? It's time, man. It's time to get it off of ourselves, and the seeds of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ has to be at our forefront. Now, I'm not known in professional rodeo as a preacher that people run from. Uh-oh, here he comes, going to preach at me again. I mean, they ask any of my traveling partners, does he read the Bible the whole time y'all are traveling? No, I don't. I don't ever push, but when the door's open, I go through it. I want to plant the right kind of seed, and the right kind of seed might be not saying anything, just living your life the way you're supposed to live it. You are a Christian. And being a Christian, the Bible says that old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Again, the Amplified says a new creature. What seeds are you planting? I pray today that you plant the right kind of seed. Seeds of faith. Building someone up when they're down. Yeah, that's what I need. I don't need someone. I remember some other events I was in that they wanted to keep you down. I want someone to go, "Hey, get over it, boy." That's what Brian Gar's dad says. I don't know, he may be doing a remote service for his church, but his dad came up to me, and he just spoke the word of God. I was down about something, it's been a while, and he just looked at me and go, "It's just temporal. The joy of the Lord is your strength." And then I was reminded, that's right, that gummy. He was planting seeds in my life. What seeds are you planting? What seeds are you planting? What seeds are you planting? I pray today that you plant the right kind of seed. Seeds of faith. Seeds to live your life like an example of Jesus Christ. You're supposed to imitate Him. And I'm not telling us we got to be perfect. I'm saying plant the right kind of seed. Because if you do, in these days that we're in, that are going to get worse and worse in the world system, Christians, you'll keep prospering and having joy. Oh, you'll be tempted to not, but you'll have joy of the Lord if you'll live in the kingdom of God, knowing who you are in Christ Jesus, planting the right kind of seeds in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, that today we plant the right kind of seed, because as we read in Genesis, seed time and harvest will never cease. We're always planting seed. So, Father, thank you for conviction on our hearts. Not condemnation, not guilt. That is from the devil. We're not guilty for bad things we've done in our past or what I did in college that was not good. No, Father, I thank you, Lord, that conviction is just saying, hey, just turn away from that bad way. The bad seed. Pull up the bad seed. That's what conviction is, sir, and that's what we need, not being condemned for things we did wrong. If we read on down in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we'll find out that Jesus came Thank you, Father, for this. Jesus came so that we can be reconciled. Not that we have to pay for past sins. No, Jesus paid for that. Thank God for forgiveness, reconciliation, being redeemed from the curse of the law, all those good things. But Father, today we want to plant the right seed. And good seed is we're winners and not losers. We're going to go out there and we're going to do the best of our ability. And praise God, our joy is not determined by what happens in that arena. We're all winners and not losers again. So thank you, Father, that today we can be on top, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath some of the negative seed that might be out there. We're going to plant right seed, good seed. We're going to be examples of Jesus Christ. And when we make a mistake, and I'm not speaking that, I'm just saying, if we made a mistake, thank God for grace and mercy and forgiveness. God, I need it. So thank you, sir. We love you in Jesus' name. Every head bowed real fast and every eye closed. If you're here and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I want you to make him your Lord right now. I'm talking about if you died and you stood before God. The Bible says we'll all do that individually. We'll stand before God one day. The Word of God calls it the Great Judgment Day. When you stand before God, what's he going to say? If you've asked Jesus, the Son of God, into your heart, and he's become the Lord of your life here on earth, when you stand before God, the Bible says, he'll say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter heaven," and he calls it the rest, or joy of the Lord. Heaven, come on in. But regretfully, he's not a man that he can lie. The Word also says that if you deny him, you don't want to have anything to do with this God stuff. By the way, you have a will. You can do that. I'm just asking you not to. But if you do, and you don't want to have anything to do with Jesus, when you stand before God, and you will, he'll have to say, "Depart from me." If you're here this morning or you're watching, you just don't know what would happen to you if you died. You don't know if you'd go to heaven or hell. We're going to all pray a prayer. I'm talking believers are going to pray it. And if you're here this morning, you just don't know, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, all of us believers are going to pray this prayer with you. But you've got to pray it and believe it. And we're going to pray Romans 10:9. We're going to confess Jesus as Lord with our mouth. We're going to do it out loud. So if you're here this morning or watching, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you don't know what would happen to you if you died, pray this prayer and make heaven your destination when you leave this earth. You ready? Would you all believers pray this prayer with us as well? You're not getting saved again. You're just learning it and praying it with someone beside you, behind you, in front of you. And let's pray it like this. Out of your mouth, say, "Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is my Lord. Jesus, come into my heart. Save me. Forgive me of all my sin, because I believe you have been raised from the dead. I'm coming to heaven when I leave this earth. But while I live here, I'm going to serve you. I'm planting the right kind of seed. I need some help, but I'm willing to learn. In Jesus' name I pray." Before I say amen, heads bowed and eyes closed, just real fast. If you prayed that prayer for the very first time and you gave your life to the Lord Jesus, here's what I want you to do. Not come to the front. I want you to right where you're sitting or standing, probably sitting, or even if you're watching, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time and you gave your life to Jesus, the first thing I want to tell you is you're now my brother and sister in Christ. All of us are brother and sisters in the family of God. That means when I'm hurting, I need you. We're family. When you're hurting, you got a whole bunch of believers that hopefully will build you up, love on you no matter what. But secondly, if you just gave your life to Jesus, don't ever be ashamed of letting people know. So what I want to do real fast, if you just gave your life to Jesus, when I count to three, I want you to just raise your hand and say, hey, God, that was me. Thank you for saving me. And then just put your hand right back down. The reason we do this is because the Bible says if you'll confess Jesus before men, Jesus said, I'll confess you before the Father. Man, don't be ashamed. He's a wonderful God. If you just gave your life to Jesus, get your hand up, declare it to Him, then just put it right back down. Ready? With boldness. One, two, three. Go. Amen. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Praise God. Thank you. Appreciate it. You're my family. Amen. All right. Look at me, everybody. I'm telling you, it's amazing that at this church, and I don't know about some of y'all's other churches that you go to, I've never seen in all the years the people that get saved every single week at this church. I grew up in churches, y'all. It was like if 10 got saved the whole year, we rejoiced and had a big party at the end of the year. 10 people got saved, praise God. We're allowed to have 3, 4, 5 every Sunday get born again. There's something about what's going on in this world now. Plant the right kind of seed. Amen. Did y'all have a good time? All right. Real fast, is just before we're dismissed, all of y'all are invited to this roping, of course. We don't charge a thing. We're going to have the concession stand opened. I'm telling you, it was pretty hard to get a lot of products. You want to talk about going up. But we're not participating in this. I mean, just believe God to cause a bag of money to fall out of a tree to pay for some of this stuff. But sponsorship for the rodeo next week, we just got a trial run on the concession and our help. The great work and all the crowd will be here Thursday. Our steer ropers will come back, the majority of them, and we'll do 3 rounds on Thursday. Don't have very much slack on Friday. And then Saturday, lots of slack, lots of girls in the barrel racing and breakaway, like 100 in each event. And the other events didn't get quite that many, but Thursday and Saturday will be packed out through the day, and then performances at night, wow, they're going to be exciting. And we need lots of help. If you're willing to still sponsor, you can. You want to put a banner up or just sponsor in some way, you know what we are? Heidi said, I want 10,000 because if we get 10,000, we've reached 100,000 in sponsorship this year. We've never had that much ever. And so if you don't know how to spell 10,000, just come to me and I'll help you. Boy, she's just so excited. Let's get to 10,000 in sponsorship. And what that means is it's going to, everything we make at this rope and goes to the Liberty Hill Fair and Rodeo, and then it helps us build an indoor arena possibly. But it's very expensive to do a PRCA rodeo, and we've learned a lot. So if you still want to do some sponsorship, see Heidi can direct you to the right people, Rick and anybody else that is in charge of sponsorship. We got lots of banners, but we got a lot of space too. Bible study, Tuesday night. If y'all are from here, come. We get people that go to other churches come to this Bible study too. It's a great time. Gets you to be able to raise your hand, ask questions that you probably can't do in a service like this. So Bible study on Tuesday night, 6:30. Water. As you know, we're really the only distributor in this area of Organica rainwater, the healthiest natural water on the market, y'all. Only water certified, organically harvested. And there's not another water that doesn't have to be purified. That doesn't, and our water is that. So I know lots of ropers that have already came to me. We've got plenty. I got 2 truckloads of water out there, and so today and today only, we'll sell cases of water, small or big, for $18. And so if you need water, fill up, you ropers. If you want to take it home, it's the greatest water. I'm serious. It is selling so fast. We're going to go national in probably within the year. And it's amazing what this water is doing. that doesn't have to be purified. No solids ever put in it. It never touches the ground, so no ground contamination. And so what God's doing is amazing, y'all, and this furthers the kingdom. And so if y'all, mom will be back there. We have plenty of help. If we got to go to the trailer to get more, fill up your back seats if you want to. Amen. And then finally, before we're dismissed, the new classes that start at 9 a.m., that's not a one-time deal, y'all. Y'all need to be a part of the new classes, a new believers class or new members class, the next step, which is a little more mature class, and then the women's class. Those start at 9 o'clock. They're not just a one-time deal. You want to be a part of it from now on. So they start before services on Sunday. And so come, be a part, get more of the Word of God. It'll do nothing but help you. Amen? All right, let's get ready to roll. Praise God. We're 10 minutes almost before 12 o'clock. That was one of the fastest services I've done in a while. So y'all just individually thank me. And the Roper's like, about time I need a saddle. Let's pray. Stand to your feet. Thank y'all for all your help. Everybody's invited. We're going to have a great concession stand. Try the Ross Burger. It will make you slap your mama. It's good. You'll get slapped back, but no big deal. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful time. Thank you for all these great friends of mine, my roping friends that come to this roping every year. But it's because of all the generous people in this town sponsoring. I pray next year that it even gets bigger and just have such exciting things that looks like added money will go up in both ropings and rodeo. And Father, thank you for that. And we just pray for a special blessing on all the ropers today, the cattle, all the help. I know it's hot, but Father, thank you, Lord, for the fourth go-around in the progressive round of 18. And we just give you praise for what you're doing in the lives of your people. And we're going to plant the right seed starting right now. We want to watch what comes out of our mouth. And just the temptation to plant bad seed, we just don't want to do that anymore. Let's plant right seed. We give you praise, sir, for all the things. The people that got saved, we thank you, Lord, that they're now family members, and we rejoice for that. We thank you, Lord, for the new people that came and visited the church. If this would be a great church for them, I pray that they would tap in, plant, because where they're planted, they'll grow. But if not, find them a great Bible-believing church where they can get plugged in and plant. We love you. Thank you for all the things in Jesus' name. Amen. Big round of applause. You're dismissed. Love you.